I'm WUWM's Kobe Brown. On Monday, Milwaukee officials launched a public safety initiative called the Safe Place Program. It's designed to help members of the LGBTQ+ community, people who've been victimized by human trafficking, and other underrepresented groups. The program asks businesses to display an MPD Safe Place decal. The sticker means that businesses will assist in the safety and security of people who enter seeking help. Sergeant Guadalupe Velasquez is one of two Milwaukee Police Department liaisons for the program.
So I think it's just a great message letting them know that, hey, like, the police department understands that there's specific needs within the community, and we're getting educated so we can better serve that community.
The program is part of a national effort based in Seattle. According to the Safe Place website, if a business wants to participate, it must meet several requirements. They include applying the decal at the entrance, creating a public space that can be easily accessible, and allowing people to enter and remain until police arrive. Although the police is trying to look towards the future, Velasquez acknowledged the relationship between police and the LGBTQ community has been volatile at times. But she says MPD has been able to develop some relationships with the community, including through Milwaukee Pride Festival. A news conference announcing the Safe Place initiative was held at the Iron Horse Hotel, which became the first business to sign on. Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Police Chief Jeffrey Norman were there as well. Reporters asked them about the safety of local LGBTQ+ people in the wake of the deaths of two transgender women. Recent conversation on social media have asked the same question, as a Netflix series about Jeffrey Dahmer has brought renewed attention to police actions surrounding the serial killer's case. Johnson and Norman said there's trust to be built between police and the LGBT community. But Johnson says Milwaukee is a different city than it was when Dahmer was arrested in 1991.
It's a whole different police department. You got a police chief who understands the diversity of our city and is open to that. You've got one of his lieutenants that brought up, you know, this idea to create a stronger connection with the LGBT community and have spaces for them to go to if they feel threatened. And that worked its way up through the executive command staff, and the chief of police is standing right here in support of that. And then, like I said, you know, me as mayor, I've got a long, you know, history and tradition of supporting these causes too. So that's what I mean when I say that it's a new day in Milwaukee.
Chief Norman added that the Safe Place program is not in response to concerns voiced recently about the safety of the LGBTQ+ people in Milwaukee. The effort to get it up and running locally began a few years ago. Kobe Brown, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.